Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Travel Department. Discover hundreds of unforgettable destinations with expert local guides.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Now, all the way from Portumna in County Galway, singer-songwriter John Luke is here in Studio 8 with his trusty guitar. John Luke, it's really lovely to meet you. We've got lots to chat about, but first, we're going to hear your current single. This is City Lovin'.
Sunrise, I saw it in your eyes, that you don't want to be in love. Phone lines.
That's a great song, John Luke. Come back over here, and I know it's doing so well for you. Would you say that's fairly typical of your sound? And how would you describe your own music?
My own music, it's very storytelling. Like, I grew up listening to Garth Brooks and different artists that would like create, like you'd be able to visualize what they're talking about and you relate to it in your own head. And I kind of used my own kind of stories from how I grew up and things like from my past or anything that I would have gone through or anything that's been affecting me. I used to like just get through music, and I put it all out into my songs, which is my way of doing things.
You're very young. You're only 20?
20 years old.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your background. I know it's Portumna, where you grew up. Is there music in your family?
Yeah. So mum, she was actually in Kilmore Abbey is where she went to school. So she was nuns. And she got into singing through that, and she did all her grades and stuff. And since I was younger, she got me singing, and then she got me doing my own grades, and I finished off grade 8 and diploma and everything after that. So that was how I got into singing. And dad's side of the family is all traditional music. So all trad and cultus is what I grew up with that. So that's where my first instrument was the Bowron. So on the guitar, you'll hear my rhythm. It's like going 90 the whole time. So
can you still play the Bowron?
I can, yeah.
That's pretty handy. And when did you pick up the guitar, I suppose, first? And when did you start writing songs?
I picked up the guitar, my first lessons on the guitar, I'd say, was 7 or 8. And it was my go-to every time. I'd just pick it up and I'd be playing and playing and playing. And then I never really wrote songs when I was younger. It was like around 16, 17 when I started writing my first few songs. Actually, my debut single, Already Been Told, which is out now, that I wrote when I was 16, the course of it. But I'd say there's about 40 versions of it because I only released it when I was like 18, 19. And it took so long to write because I was so young at the time writing different versions. And then when I finally got it produced, I had this like backlog of lyrics and different styles that it all came together nicely.
Of course, you're also, I think, a good sports guy. Sport was big in your life. Portumna, of course, big hurling country. I'm thinking of Joe Canning and the brothers.
Yeah. They'd be Portumna. My hurling club would be Tina Abbey Dunary, though. So it was always like a battle against the Cannings when we were there. But sport was always my go-to, like to like any stress or anything. It was just always sport to get off my mind. But when I was 18, I did my ACL on my left knee, and I came back after a year and a half of surgery and rehab and everything for that. Straight away I did my right knee, so that was sport out of the question. I'm still recovering on the right knee now, but I kind of lost my way of reducing stress and anxiety and everything. So when I started writing songs, they started to develop more of a deeper meaning to me, and I kind of was able to put what I was feeling out into music, which I think resonates with a lot of people as well, which is really cool.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, you were obviously such a talented sports guy. It's tough when you get injuries like that. I've interviewed people like that. Did you find that particularly tough? And your mum and dad, they're probably worried about you.
Yeah, especially when I was in school, like going into school on crutches and everything. You're an easy target to get made fun of, like, especially I had a broken wrist on the first one as well. So I was walking around like I just fell off the top of a building or stairs or something. Yeah. And it was a really tough time, just because, as I said, like the whole mental side of it is really hard, especially on young people. Mm-hmm. And to do it twice was really hard.
In the end, though, as you say, the songwriting really helped you because you could put down how you were feeling in it almost. Tell me about your songwriting process, how it works for you.
I go through different ways of writing songs. So usually if I'm just writing one from scratch. I find a cool melody on the guitar that I like, and I just start mumbling. It could be voice memo in front of me, just like absolute nonsense, like. But I get into a groove and my zone, and I just, everything starts flowing out of me, and that's how I write songs. It's just, it comes from like gibberish. And then like however I'm feeling, if I'm sad, I'll just close my eyes and play the guitar, and whatever I'm feeling just goes out into the song.
And you've travelled a bit to meet producers as well, haven't you? I mean, because you're only 20.
Yeah. I was in Finland, Madrid in February. I was in London. I'm only back from London after finishing my EP, which is really cool. I'm so excited for that.
Is that coming out later this year?
Yeah, plans to have it out in October. We haven't settled on a date yet, but it'll be planned around when I do my first headline show, which will be really cool.
I mean, you're clearly incredibly talented. You have a great voice. You write great songs. Do you have your own dream, like a kind of target you can share with me, or who you would like to emulate in music?
Everyone says like, oh, I want to be massive and famous and stuff. I just want to get to a stage. My first goal is to get to a stage where I can play my own music to people regularly and be able to write songs regularly, rather than having to save up all my money, pump it back in, play songs in pubs and stuff. And I love it, but I want to get to the stage where it's me playing how I feel on stage rather than covering other people's songs.
I'm pretty sure you're going to do that, John Luke. It's been so lovely to meet someone at the start of their career who's just bursting with ideas and confidence like you are, and talent. Listeners can find you on your socials at John Luke Music.
John Luke Music.
You're going to sing for us again. This is going to be your next single, and it's called Green Eyes. John Luke, thanks so much for coming in, and the very best of luck.
Thanks so much.
Keep coming, baby, won't you love me for another minute? I've been moving forward, but my heart just isn't in it.